So a corrupt and incompetent parliament and civil service can produce conditions which seem as tyrannous to the ordinary citizen as the rule of the most ruthless autocrat. We see this all over the globe right now. Egypt, case in point. That's probably exhibit A right now. And that's from Diana Spearman, Modern Dictatorship. Power can make the trains run on time. Adios the crazies they put online. Get the fuel flowing, the bread baking, etc., etc. And then remind us on the edge of starvation, ain't it good to eat again? Like they reminded our brothers and sisters in Tunisia. All or most media is theater. Sometimes with folks unaware they're playing a role. Just yesterday, for example, I heard repeated the refrain, Obama has deported more immigrants than any other administration. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that stock phrase of late. On the left end of the political spectrum, always from the professional progressives. It took a caller to finally say that the data on which this so-called news was based, was baked. We're also being told, and again, what we're told is what they want us to think, not actually what's happening. That Obama has the lowest approval ratings of his presidency because the people think he's not forceful enough in foreign policy and he's letting things get out of control, unquote. So the folks with the deep pockets play both ends, from creating the events to reporting on them. A perfect circle of manipulation. They're afraid of Hillary because they know the position is hers for the asking. I mean, truly, maybe some of you guys may not get this, but women in this country, now, after Barack, we had to have Barack, but after Barack, the women in this country want a woman president. It's poo-pooed in the media, this notion of the symbolic. It was huge having an African-American president. I mean, we one day we'll have just a conversation about that. And they don't want Hillary for a whole host of reasons. Not the least of which being, like Barack, she understands power. And this is going to sound facile, and in some ways it is, but there's truth in it, that if you're a parent and pay close attention to your child at all, you can understand power well enough. If you've done work, as they say, on yourself, or even better, on class, because these Plato's tribesmen are all abandoned children. And as Popper said, we can see this in their tactics.